The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
You know who it is? It's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show. All right.
What's going on? It's Marty
and Fernie,
and we're Social Club. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy D1, and right now you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up? With it, it's your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb, well, to me my flesh is submit, so Lord, please turn up your effect. Reverb, hold on. Reverb, ooh, ooh, through my heart,
hey, what's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned in to the Reverb Live Show, the talk show playing the best in Christian hip-hop and urban gospel music. We also give the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for listening to the show right here, right now, on this station, or checking out our podcast. But yo, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. Look, during the live show, you can post your comments, and we will read them live on the air, making you part of our live broadcast. It's easy. All you have to do is jump on Instagram Live, Facebook Live, or YouTube Live, post your comments, and we'll read them, making you live part of that episode. Listen, I'm not doing this by myself. I'm backed up by the amazing Reverb Live crew. Let's throw around the horn and see what's going on with the crew this episode. Professor Tracy, what's up?
What's good, DJ Rain? What's good, King D3? What's good, Reverb Live family out there? Listen, y'all, I was wondering the other day, I saw a kid that was coming out the doctor's office, and they had their little lollipop, like, what you got for me? And I was like, oh, man, that's so dope. That's so cute. And then I said, why did they stop giving lollipops when you turn to become an adult? I mean, like, do you know, or do you know somebody who still has a hard time at doctor's appointments? Like, oh, it's time for you to give blood. You know, you got yearly, you got to give blood. Or it's time for you to go get an exam. Some of the fellas out there, you already know what kind of exam you got to get.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like, yeah, why don't we deserve lollipops still? I think it should be in our insurance plan.
Ooh, they could fund a lollipops.
Yes.
Much as you pay lollipop for insurance.
Yeah, put that lollipop in there. And matter of fact, when you become an adult, you need to include the kind that has bubble gum in the inside. So the regular, when you're a kid, you get the lollipops from the doctor's office or the dentist.
Right.
That don't have nothing. It just got a smiley face, and they got red, blue, purple.
Them the dum-dums.
Yeah, the little regular ones. But then you got the other kind. When you become an adult, you got to get the kind with bubblegum in the inside.
The blow pops.
That means you have earned it. You know, you got something that's going to last after the candy has worn out.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I was just like, man, how come they still get a lollipop? And I wanted the lollipop, too, when I saw it. So, anyway, y'all, doctor's offices, insurance companies, put lollipops back on the list for adults.
Lollipops. Get out of here. Wrong. Stop talking about lollipop.
Right. We represent the lollipop.
Also want to show you here in the background, my man King D3. D3, where you been at? What's up?
Man, I don't know. I've been lollygagging. That's what I've been doing. And I hope y'all have not been lollygagging, but hanging out with the crew, man, because we know one man, a great Heavenly Father who has been doing so, and that is our Heavenly Father, Father God, who checked in moments before we all did. Mentioning, you know, wanting doctor's offices to do, you know, get the lollipops and bring those things back in. I got approached at the I'm not going to tell you where. I'm going to ask y'all to guess. But I was somewhere and somebody approached me for a petition. It was not a lollipop petition. It was not a doctor's office petition. But they approached me for one. Listen to the petition. It sounded pretty well. So, you know, I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and sign. However, I have not signed a petition for something like hands-on in an area in a very long time. However, they caught me at this place where I was not in a rush. If you could take one guess, where would that place be?
The bathroom.
The bathroom, okay.
I'm going to say the parking lot, Walmart.
You were sitting in the car waiting for your wife to come out at the mall?
Oh, that is a good one. But no, I'll probably be too accurate. I can't sign nothing. She won't answer. I was at the gas station.
Gas station.
And I said to myself, if I ever had to minister to someone, mm-hmm. if I ever had to get a petition signed, if I ever wanted to give someone an encouraging word or scripture, anything, I would probably
do it. Perfect spot.
The gas station. Because
you can't rush the fueling of gas.
I don't care how hard you squeeze. It's not going to go no faster than its top speed. And I was like, right. You know what? I only signed that petition because I had nothing else to do.
Man, you're standing there.
So I want to encourage everyone, if you want to practice your, you know, your, what you say, your pastor speech or your 2 minutes or less or anything like that, if you want to minister to someone, if you want to encourage someone, wherever God leads your heart, I think the gas station is a good place to do it. And I only say that because I am not a petition stopping signing man.
Listen,
but I did it.
Me either. No, I don't care if I'm at the gas station. In the gas station, I'm trying to listen to a radio show. I'm trying to catch up. I don't want to sign it.
Right. If you see Tracy, keep it moving.
I ain't signing it.
She keep it
don't
moving.
Don't bring me your petition. I don't want it. Right. I don't even know what it's about. But I know they got, you know, it's people out there hustling. So mm-hmm. I like, you got to do your thing. That's fine. But still, I ain't signing it.
Hurt.
Go see that person.
I don't know why I feel like I should give these people a shout out, but I'm going to. I'm going to give a shout out to, and again, please don't write me no hate mail, people that I'm not giving a shout out to, but I want to give a shout out.
Let me make sure, hold on, let me get a pen, make sure I don't need to write the hate mail.
I'm going to give a shout out to old school moms.
Okay.
Old school mothers just had a dexterity to them. They just have a stamina about them. They have a strength about them. They do things differently than new school moms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was at an event DJing for this church. The church wanted to have like a Thanksgiving festival, Thanksgiving banquet dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So they invite all the church folk come in, and they had dinner. Say, hey, let's thank God for what He has done for us this year, for our ministry this year. Mm-hmm. And everybody came in, had a good time. Had a live musician there playing, saxophone playing. Shout out to my man Aaron. Came in and jazzed it up. And the pastor like, look, just play some fun music.
Yeah.
So we was in there. We had a good time. Oldie goldie, some old school gospel songs. Did a little slide.
Oh, right. I thought you said fun music. I was like, ooh, Baby Shark.
Oh my goodness, no. Geez.
Sorry, parents, who's in the car listening to
but
that.
Going back to the old school mother, they said, we gonna have and I don't know her name, but I'm gonna call her. We gonna have mother Hattie come in and open us up with the song.
Mm-hmm.
Mother came up, took her time, got the microphone, and started singing. She told me to play this background track, and I did, and she started singing, and she was getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, Mother had the babies with her, the grandbabies with her.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Without missing the beat, one of the kids started walking around,
mm-hmm.
you know, the place.
Mm-hmm.
Mother told you to sit down.
Oh, my.
This kid must have been my two, three years old. Started walking around.
Yeah, me too.
She got the microphone. She's still singing without missing the beat. With one hand, grabbed that child up, scooped them up, and walked them to the front and was just kept on singing.
Oh,
when mother
my word.
Finished singing, clutch. She put the mic down, grabbed the other baby.
Oh, no.
I don't know what you call a knee baby, but the baby that she was carrying is a carrying baby mm-hmm. that can't walk
mm-hmm.
and is a baby that can walk.
Mm-hmm.
Got both of them babies, went up to the food line, made two plates,
bro,
got two drinks,
bro,
and two pieces of cake.
You should bro. Take a picture of that
with
one.
Two hands.
See that one.
Wow.
I don't know how she did that.
Yeah, no, I can't even
new
visualize
moms,
it.
They can't even yeah. think about
nah.
that.
Right, no.
Y'all don't.
I was like, look, and nobody even attempted to help my mother. Let me hold the baby. Nope, I got it.
Mm. Yeah.
I said, man, old school moms.
Yeah, oh, salute.
Man. Shout out to you then.
Salute man, to
new,
the gift.
New school moms, I don't know. They would probably ask for help.
New school. That's why you need the older women to teach the younger women.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still.
This is how you make 5 plates,
right?
And two cups and hold the kids at the same
time. Right. And got 2 pieces. She could have came back
song.
For the cake, but no, she got the cake in 1 trip.
Yeah,
with the microphone.
Man, God gave her a talent and she multiplying it.
Talent. People, we hope your talent is to sit down and listen to the Reverb Live Show. We got a lot in store for you today. We actually have, it is Thanksgiving season to where you make delicious pies and cakes, and we got to taste it or trash it that we're going to prepare for you later on this during this episode. You're going to be with us with that one. And what's the other one, Tracy? Oh, going on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
What do you pack? On a trip. 4-day trip, 5-day trip. What are the essentials that you pack?
Mm-hmm.
What's the right things to pack? Wrong things to pack? We're going to talk about that question of the day. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And we're going to check in with you. So check in with us. We'll check in with you. Don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Gospel Show.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy Kerry the Dreamer, and you listening to the Reverb Live Show with your boy DJ Rain. Guys, go do it.
seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show, airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
They're not ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your 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 Bible in the hand.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew's in the building. You hear the song going on in the background before we get to the Reverb Word of the Day. Let's check in with the Reverb Live Crew. DJ Rain.
Tracy the Professor.
And Cooker King D3.
Shout out to those listening to the live show. Sheena P. Encourages already checking on. She said, where is my live, yeah. D?
Wait, like she ain't. Ordered. Like an order. I'm sorry, your waiter's coming, man.
Where is my live?
Leave your tip.
People, they love checking into the show. That's what you can do too. If you get involved in the show, I know you listen to our podcast. The podcast is great, but wouldn't it be better if we shouted you out in the live podcast? You listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sandra. What's Sandra's last
name?
Sandra Wilkerson. The Wilkersons.
Yeah.
Ran into them at Target. The whole entire family, the new kid. I never seen this new kid during the pandemic.
They got like 20 kids.
I know. But they're all there. The oldest one is, she's so tall. She's like, she looked like a teenager. She's a teenager in high school. But it was good catching up with them, man. And they listen to the show on podcast all the time.
Yeah.
So to those that are listening to the show for our podcast, hey, listen to the live show. It airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Tune in live. Post your comments. Say what's up so we can shout you out. You can be part of the live podcast. But now let's go ahead and turn to our Reverb Word of the Day. Professor Tracy, what you got?
We have Proverbs chapter 18, verse 6.
Oh, it's going to be some good stuff. Good
Proverbs
stuff.
Chapter 18, verse 6. It says, a fool's lips brings strife, and his mouth calls for blows. Y'all know anybody who always just rapping at the mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Just rapping at the mouth. And next thing you know, they laid out on the floor or bopped in the mouth.
Yeah.
Or it's escalated a situation that could have easily been calmed down because you are, you know, rapping at the mouth so much. Mm-hmm. So, y'all, just want to encourage y'all. Listen, this is a proverb. This is wisdom.
Yeah, listen to it.
Wisdom is... just take the L.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be, you know, the chief or the winner or whatever. I thought about this because I came across a story that, you know, it was an argument breaking out between, you know, a baby mama and a baby daddy. Mm. And then it escalated and one person ended up losing their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just unnecessary, but it was just, you know, everybody's got pride. Everybody's got, you know, they got to keep, you know, aggravating the situation with their mouth. But if you just take a moment, breathe, just calm down. Because, listen, we're in a holiday season. A lot of people are about to go home.
Yeah.
You're about to visit family members.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some of y'all just like, I just need 1 or 2 days. That's it. After that, I can't take too much or I might say something.
Yeah.
Take your 1 or 2 days and then go back, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But don't get into the argument. Don't be flipping over the food on a table. Please don't mess up that ham and them oxtails. Do not be arguing and then everybody got to go out to eat because now everybody's covered in food.
Right.
Because y'all arguing at the dinner table about something.
Yeah, talk.
All right.
And you know, we were talking about this off air about being a fool can cause you to take blows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not only will it cause you to take blows, somebody else can take blows
somebody else as well,
man. Yeah. What was that Bizzle track? He was talking exactly about that thing.
It was called I'm the Man or Be the Man.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah. And in it, I mean, the video was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Him and his family. And this actually happened to me. This actually happened to me. We're on the road. It was late at night. We're coming back from Orlando from some family vacation, visiting my mom. We were driving and some guy comes up behind me and hits the high beam on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to like get out of the way because I could not see. So I got out of the way and I said, you ain't gonna do me like that. I'm gonna flip my high beams back on you.
Mm-hmm.
My whole family's in this car.
Mm. Yeah.
I go behind him, catch up to him, and flip my high beams back on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so now my car sits higher than his car. He has a little car.
Oh.
So he cannot see. he has to literally slow down. We slowed down on the highway from 70. We slowed down to going to 20 miles an hour.
Wow.
The whole time, my wife is saying, "Ray, what are you doing? You don't have to do this. Be smart. This is not wise. This is not wise. This is wisdom." And my wife crying out to me, "Don't do this. Why are you? This is dangerous. You had your family in the car." And then for some reason, they clicked on me like, "Boom, wait. What am I doing?
Yeah.
This guy could stop or I could pass him, mm-hmm. and then now he can pull up alongside of me and just and let one out." And being a fool caused me to get licks and my whole family to take licks.
Yeah.
So please don't be a fool. You don't have nothing to prove to anybody.
And even though sometimes you feel like you're like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to just run you off the road.
And they may be in the wrong.
Yeah.
They may be foolish themselves, but don't be two fools out there giving each other blows. Just take the L like Tracy said.
Yeah.
Right. Or reframe it.
Like the word says, the word even tells us to suffer yourself to be defrauded sometimes. So you suffering yourself to be defrauded so that you could, you know, live another day, or you know, have peace about the situation, even though it makes you mad.
Right, and when you put it like live another day, then it makes sense. Then, oh, I gave that argument up or that high beam fight up to live another day.
Yeah,
that's different.
It reminded me of y'all know. I'm sorry, it was just in my head, but the movie Friday when he was like, "Don't do it, Greg. You live.
Oh yes." Put that gun away. But
anyway, y'all, I'm sorry. You have
to fight another day.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 6. Y'all go read it.
Good stuff. Go check that out. It's the Reverb Word of the Day. And when we come back, we got to get into this. I see this delicious thing that Tracy has laid out for us. Mm-hmm. Come back. You see what we're doing for Taste of the Trash It. And then we have the Reverb question of the day about what to pack, the top things to pack. Trace, did I get it right this time?
No, it is. You're going out of town for 5 days.
What do you pack?
How many outfits should you
Same
pack?
Same thing.
So
talking
different.
About packing when we get back. That's our question. Reverb question of the day. Don't go anywhere. It's Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Yo, what up with it? It's your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Switching lanes on the highway, nearly hit a PM, I ain't see him in my blind space. Tried to apologize, then I saw the guy race up on the side and throw his middle finger up in my face.
You see this clown?
I figured that was it, but then he goes around. Pulling up in front of me and slowing down. Homie, what the issue? He don't know I'm with the ish too. And my wife and kids with me in this whip too. It's going down.
It's going down.
My wife is saying chill, but the man in me is saying,
how you let him play you in front of your family? What, you scared?
I threw my hands up, my wife put him down. She said,
the kid's scared, baby, look around.
That's when she put her hand on my chest and said,
you know they gon' remember how you handled this test.
And if I fail, it ain't no telling what it's gon' cost.
Real talk.
So I just took an L and then I drove off.
Some wins look just like losses.
Look like losses.
Or you can take a L and feel you've won. But it just might cost ya.
But it just might cost ya.
Who the man?
Yeah. Son, what really makes you the man?
Now I'm at the crib trying to pray about it.
Trying to pray.
Cause I've been feeling like a sucker all day about it. Bittersweet, the more I sit and think, the more it gets to me. Then I drift to sleep and it plays back differently. He flips me off and starts speeding up. Jumped in front of us and still got his middle finger up.
Alright, I got
now
you.
I'm mad, so I swing the whip back around on the side and throw my hands up like what's cracking now.
What's up,
he cracked his smile and I don't trust it cause his hands are down. I go to grab the ratchet, but this cat already has it out. My wife screams, by the time I look up, he clapping out. I dropped the gun and started gunning on the gas, smashing out. I think I'm hit, got blood all on my chest. Lift my shirt up, but I can't find a hole in my flesh. Babe, I think I'm hit. Just help me check. Babe, get up. Babe!
Just like losses,
look like losses.
Or you can take a L and feel you've won, but it just might cost you.
But it just might cost you.
Who the man?
Yeah.
Son, what really makes you the man?
Oh,
who the man?
It's funny feeling like a sucker don't seem as bad compared to losing wifey and being a single dad.
Real talk.
He could have missed her and hit the kids. Then how could I live knowing they died so I could be the man? Man, it's kind of scary though.
Scary though.
As I sit and run through these different scenarios, honestly, I thought I'd feel better with them hitting me until I seen the misery they left with missing me.
Wow.
But what if I move quicker and I get to squeeze? Then I let her see them from a cell when they visit me.
That ain't cool.
And that one ain't a win, but them other two got the first L starting to look like a W.
Think about it.
I'm guessing it's the answer to my prayers.
Prayers.
Peep though. In which version was I the hero?
Huh?
I guess the real question you should ask me though, was I trying to protect my fam or my ego?
Some wins look just like losses,
look like losses.
Or you can take a L and feel you've won, but it just might cost you.
But it just might cost you.
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me, it's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, his blessings on me, I feel the grace. I don't deserve it, it's just his pace. I'm aerial surfing, gone with the wind. His hand is on me, if you agree, can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning,
thank you, God,
to get it in. No, I'm not playing, this is my trend. No, I'm not perfect, I wanna get it right. So I encourage my own self, turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hands.
Yeah.
The Urban Gospel Show, they give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Tashkat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is in the building, not being a fool, Rain.
Not being a fool, Tracy.
And I guess I ain't a fool either.
I should take mine back because I be struggling sometimes. I ain't gonna lie.
That's why
I need this word too. I be like,
I learned it. Thank God. That's show.
I'm about to snap, man.
And if you heard that last song that we played, a song was Bizzle. What was it?
Who's the man?
The video. First of all, he paints a brilliant picture.
Yeah, a realistic picture.
A realistic picture of what happened, or what could have happened during that whole song. So. Man,
I love Bizzle. Bizzle's the bomb.
It's good. Yeah. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Go check him out. We want to check out. We want to shout out those that are checking into the live show. D, who we got checking into the live show?
Man, we got Sheena _B _encouraged checking in with us.
Hey there.
We got Summer Donner.
What's up, Summer? Still not coming down to the studio. I don't know what's her problem.
Right. We got Sammy underscore Pooh checking in.
Oh, that's Pooh.
You
going to
change your name?
It's three O's, so I'm just trying to make sure I don't get...
That's not the Missy
Pooh. Oh, no, that's not Missy.
That's a different Pooh.
No, he called her Missy. Her name is Missy, Baby Missy or something like that, 25.
Missy Elliott.
Y'all just...
Missy Elliott Pooh.
We got Gil Gatsby checking in. We also have Shani underscore Lou checking in with us.
Hey, what's up, Shani Lou? How you doing?
Yeah, and we got Chillin underscore N underscore A underscore Minute checking in with us, man.
In a minute. Nice.
Chillin'
nice,
in a minute. Nice. We like nice. It.
Now, there was a shout out that we forgot.
Yeah.
Tracy forgot.
I did?
Yes.
I didn't forget.
It was brought to her memory by the spirit.
Yes. I want to give a huge shout out to my oldest sister, Robin Holmes. She is actually on a flight. She wanted to go and spend her birthday in Brazil.
In Brazil?
But her birthday is December 1st. And okay. I want to give her a huge happy birthday.
Happy.
Shout out to my big sister.
Happy birthday. She's going to come back talking different.
Huh?
She's going to come back talking different.
Speaking, what are they talking about? What do they say?
You.
It's like Spanish, like Portuguese.
Portuguese.
There we go. It's Portuguese, I think.
Yeah. Chill, I don't go nowhere.
But happy birthday, sis. Happy birthday, big sis.
That's what, you know what? That's what big sisters are supposed to do.
Yeah.
Big sisters and big brothers. They do big
things. Trips. Let me take big trips.
My sister's all over the place. Well, I think when the government shut down last year or whatever, she said, you know what? Fine, they can shut down all they want to. She just took a flight and went to China.
You kidding me?
She know people over there?
No. No, she went to she did go to China that during that season too. I'm sorry. She went to France.
That's
she know
fire.
Anybody in France?
And she bought me back a wallet and some gloves from France. She from the real Louis Vuitton store.
Anybody in France?
No. She just wanted to go.
Wow.
And
oh,
so
that's
she took
fire.
A flight and just went.
And just went.
That's dope because you're escaping. I won't say escaping. You're escaping the foolishness or the extra challenges,
and then
I would say.
It's the freedom.
Yeah.
It's the freedom to be able to travel, to be able to see life and explore things. And she just turned 50 a few years ago. So she's still in her younger 50s doing it big. Yeah. She ain't even retired. She's just still doing it big.
That's,
you know what
hard.
I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, big sis.
Congrats to all the big sis and the big bros out there doing big things. I want to do about this big thing right
you
now.
You want a big bite?
I want a big bite.
You can't take
this
it.
This thing's been looking at me the whole entire time. All right, let's do this, man. Taste it or trash it. Taste it or trash it is where we actually bring a food item in from one of the Reverb Live crew members. And we don't know what they're bringing in. They just bring in something. They tell us what it is when they get here. So Tracy, and tell us what we have. And if we like it, we say
taste it.
And if we don't like it,
trash it.
We haven't had any trash it's from Tracy, though.
No, not from Tracy. We have trashed it before, but never from Tracy.
We have had some trash.
We've trashed some things.
Yeah, we done had some trash. That makes us garbage cans.
Right. So what I made was a blueberry cheesecake. I used to make cheesecakes all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I shifted, you know, to only making sweet potato pies over the holiday seasons and sweet potato and what's the other one? Pumpkin. Mm-hmm. But I said, you know what? I need to make a cheesecake. So I made a blueberry cheesecake.
A blueberry cheesecake.
Blueberry cheesecake.
This is never heard of. Your first time making blueberry cheesecake?
No, I've made blueberry, strawberry, blackberry, chocolate, you know, Oreo, you know.
Oh, Lord.
I can make cheesecakes. So, you know, I bought one for the. I said, let me. I ain't made one in a minute, a long time.
So this is for the crew.
This is for the crew.
Wow. Okay. This is dope. Now, D, describe what this thing looks like for those who are listening to it on the podcast.
First off, it looks like a cheesecake. Let's get that out of the way. It don't look like something that she didn't say she was going to make.
Yeah.
Second of all, it looks drizzled with blueberries. See, it's one thing to have blueberries on something.
Yeah. Drizzled.
Yeah, but that it's a difference to have it drizzled and it's clearly blueberries.
I'm not even going to say drizzled. It is drenched.
Yes. Don't say drenched because it's not overly packed. Yeah, it's coated. I like that. Coated.
Hey, coated. We're going to go with that
when,
word.
When men trying to figure out a problem.
But smell it, guys. Smell it before you take a bite. Smell it.
Cheesecake.
You know, look at it. Smell like cheesecake.
And it's thick. It's a dent. It looks sweet. Dense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tracy,
go ahead and take a bite.
Count down.
All right. I'm going to keep the thing on rain so he can trust
it. 3, 2, 1, take a bite.
It's good. I can see me eating this at Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
It's still good.
Here's how it is good. When you know, for me, this is how I know when something's good. When I want milk, I want to put it down and get milk. Nice. And a remote control.
Nice.
At that point, it's good.
You know what? During this season, though, I would want to put it down, not get milk, but get me a tall glass of eggnog.
Ooh, oh, Lord. Shout out to my mom. She put me on eggnog, for real.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Eggnog is good.
And snuggle up with your blankets with the heater and just watch something cool on TV.
Yes, yes. So, Rain, you got to answer the question.
Do you... What's that?
Taste it or trash it?
Oh, I want to ask some more questions.
Okay.
Could you eat this with ice cream?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Absolutely. I was contemplating if I should bring some ice cream up here or not.
Mm. Next time, call us.
I have eggnog ice cream.
Eggnog. Who was doing... I don't got too much time in the pandemic to be figuring and combining stuff out.
I always have eggnog ice cream.
I don't remember them
in my life
ever.
Really?
I haven't either.
I've heard of eggnog ice cream, coffee ice cream.
I've heard of lactate eggnog for those that don't do lactose intolerant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, lactose intolerant. I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't.
Yeah. Eggnog ice cream?
Yes, it's delicious too.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that.
I think I'm gonna eat some when I get back to the house,
man.
And tell my trainers, y'all.
Right,
I'm taking one more bite on TV.
On TV with no shame, man. So it's definitely a taste it for me. I'm gonna have to go taste it. Yeah,
it's a taste it for me too, y'all.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Yeah, sorry.
This is great.
Samantha's messaging saying, "We're making her hungry."
Sorry, Samantha.
You can come and get a slice
if you better come quick. That's all I got to say. Come quick.
We do have a half. Do we have a half?
We got at least two more people.
Supposedly, Tracy made enough for us three
mm-hmm.
and our wives.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
But don't tell our wives.
It don't make it home, y'all. Every time I send them home to with something for their wives, it doesn't make it to their wives.
Good. Is this vegan cheesecake?
It's delicious cheesecake.
There you go.
Not vegan.
There you go. Okay.
It's gone.
Cheesecake.
I got a Thanksgiving joke for you.
Uh-oh. I'm listening.
I'm going to tell you the joke when we come back, because we got to talk about the five things we need to pack to go to Ohio. That's not it.
Tracy, please take over.
You're going out of town for 5 days.
Oh, 5 days.
How many outfits do you pack?
You're
echo.
How many underwear do you pack?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. And then we'll come back with a joke. All right, I'll be back. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Call me, call. Hey, what's up, family? This is your girl, Darlene McCoy. You are listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Let's get to the point.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is in the building. We just had a taste of the trash at Tracy Bart in some delicious, delicious cheesecake blueberry cake. Is it blueberry cheesecake? Blueberry cheesecake. It was so good that we went live. We recorded it. Apparently, one of our listeners is downstairs now asking for a piece of this pie. I don't know if it's true or not. D went downstairs to go verify it.
He went to go check.
We do have a question of the day out there. You're going out of town for 5 days. How many outfits do you pack?
Yeah, how many outfits should you pack? Does it matter where you're going? Does it matter who you're going with?
That's true.
How many draws do you pack too? Because some people are just nasty. Some people are just nasty like that. So that's the question that we have out there right now. I would even ask Rain. So you go if you're going out of town for 5 days, how many outfits do you pack? Do you even pack your clothes?
Here's
first of
the thing.
All,
I am a simple man. I'm a simple man. I don't even pack 5 pair of pants. I pack two. I'm gonna wear them like two like jeans. Like you can wear jeans over and over and over.
So you're going out of town for 5 days.
5 days.
And you pack
two.
Don't
overdo. Let that man. he just clearly answered the question.
Okay. I pack two jeans.
Okay. I'll just clarify for the
I pack
listeners.
Two jeans. I'm wearing a pair of jeans. So that's three I'm carrying.
Oh,
you
know? So you don't plan counting on going the one anywhere. That you got on
yeah,
already?
That's good clothes. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
And I guess you're right. It depends on where you're going. If I'm going to my mom's house, I have clothes there.
Okay.
So I just, I rough it. I don't.
You got clothes at your mom's house?
Yeah.
I do too. It's like baby socks. I don't have any more.
They don't fit well, but they, they're there in case of emergency.
So clearly then you don't pack outfits. You pack
now,
three pair of pants.
My wife has to tell me specifically what are we like if she plans that hey we are going to go to X, Y, and Z.
Oh, it's like we're going out to eat this day.
Yeah,
we're
so
going to
so,
the
so
fun
bring
park
something
day. Okay,
yeah, but if we're just going there just to visit my mom so she can see the grandkids, I'm staying home. I'm not doing anything.
All right,
I'm flying my drone in the backyard.
You're our kid,
so,
bro.
So say for instance we're going, we got a trip, the Reverb family, we on another trip to the Stella Awards.
Oh,
how many
different.
Outfits
no,
do you pack?
No, answer on, that question.
That's
no.
Different.
No,
answer
right,
that question.
No,
different. No, first of all, go around the room and ask the
okay,
going home
let's go.
Question. You got 5 days. It was five days.
King D.
How many outfits do you
pack? How many outfits do you pack?
And you going to your mom's house.
Yeah, I'm going to at least go with 7 or 8 for me.
Seven different outfits.
Yes. Now, I do pack outfits based on what I'm doing. But if it's just 5 days, I got to go 7 or 8 outfits. And maybe 9. Only because...
9?
Yes. Because...
What are you doing?
I have to... Because if I'm not doing anything, I need an outfit for not doing anything. Like, I need those jeans that I want to just run to the store in along with that shirt. Mm. That's not going to be the same pair of jeans as if I'm doing something. So I know.
So you got your out jeans and you got your chill jeans.
Yes, I have 2 pair of black jeans. For one, is I'm going to wear these on random store run jeans, but I still don't want to look a fool at the store.
Okay.
And then I have these are crispy black jeans if I'm actually going somewhere. I do the same thing with blue jeans, khakis, and anything else I wear. So it's going to at least be that.
Like starch jeans or just jeans that look nice when you say
crispy? Because you say look, crispy jeans.
When I say crispy, meaning... Not like the they like, they're crispy because they're
color.
Black. They're
yeah, the
black. These are dark black jeans.
They ain't got a little fade to it. It's shark black.
Right.
I got you. Now, if I'm going out of town, of course I'm going to be thinking about where am I going. So if I'm going to Miami, back home to visit, I am going to pack me quite a few outfits. As a matter of fact, I will lay my outfits out on the bed. Okay, I'm going to wear this dress. I'm going to wear these jeans. I'm going to wear, and I put everything else that I like out.
You lay it out?
I lay it out, and then I put it together. Like, okay, I'm put this top with that one. Put this top with that one. But what if I don't feel like wearing that top?
Who has time to do
this? Then I say, what if I don't feel like wearing that top with this outfit? So here's a second top. So I got one bottom, two tops to go along with it to make sure. So I'm going to go with King D, and I'm going to say I'm going at least 10 outfits if I'm going to be somewhere for 5 days. Because what if I go to the beach? You know, what if we do something that morning, we have breakfast that morning or something like that, and then later on that afternoon or evening, we go into cousin so-and-so house, or we all going to the movies. You know, like, what if it's hot? What if it's cold?
This is what I have learned. We used to be overpackers. We're still a little bit overpackers.
Okay.
But we used to be big overpackers. Mm-hmm. We go for 3 days, and we bring in a suitcase. Each of us got a suitcase.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Because my wife was in charge of the packing, and she would do the same thing, but she wouldn't look at it. She's like, oh, I need this. I love this.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And I do the same thing because we didn't have time to pack, so we just throw everything in the bag.
See, that's different.
So we just so we end up with a week, 2 weeks worth of stuff for a 3-day weekend
trip. Listen, I need a suitcase just for my shoes.
That's not efficient. I want to go in one bag. And then one bag, it got it. If it don't got it,
no, you can't leave out of town. I gotta disagree with that, because if you leave out of town with the "if I don't have it" attitude, you're gonna go somewhere and be uncomfortable or look less than a part. Like, I can't do that.
And then you gotta go spend money.
If you just bought your own stuff,
you can take your own stuff back with you.
I gotta be intentional.
Go to Marshall's.
I'll go to like Walmart if I forgot like my deodorant or something like that.
But I'm not going
to look for a whole outfit.
You know, it's just a shirt to match with the pants you already got.
Oh, okay.
But you got some at your house. Had you just put it in your suit? Case.
I had time for that.
You gonna be in trouble.
Y'all don't have kids. Y'all don't.
Listen, I have kids lined up the same way. It's a kid's outfit.
You would think, right? For the kids, we do the same thing, because we know that the kids, wherever we go, the kids really aren't gonna go with us to this special thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're staying home. They want to wear PJs and just run around with grandma.
Let me ask you something, right? You never been mad you forgot something?
Like an outfit?
Or part of your outfit.
Or part of, yes.
I will never be mad about
a clothes. Part of your outfit?
I will never be mad about
clothes. Listen.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
I am not that dude. See, D, I saw you step out to go to Tracy's party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this dude step out fly.
Yeah, he fly.
I don't step out fly.
You was fly too, though. You was straight too, now.
I wear that outfit to every
day. Oh, my God. Cut the mic.
You just changed the color tie to match my party.
Like, oh, what's your color? Yellow. Got that yellow tie.
All right, we gonna do red.
That red. Christmas time is coming up. Guess what time's coming out? The red and black.
Oh, it's Labor Day. The blue and white stripes.
What red gonna wear for St. Patrick's Day?
Green.
Oh, the same shoe.
Oh man,
I am not a fussy guy.
Oh my goodness,
I am not a fussy. When I go to my wedding gigs, I got 2 gigs this weekend. I wear the same thing. Them people don't know me.
Oh man. I'm glad you humble. You'll make it in the forest, man.
Ooh, wee.
But oh well. But so we put the question out there. You go on a 5-day trip.
Yeah.
How many outfits should you pack? D is saying 9.5.
7 to 9.
I'm saying nine. Tracy's saying 19.
I'm saying 19.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Are you planning on going somewhere? Or you just in case you go somewhere?
Especially if I'm going to Miami. I'm going to go see my old high school friends. Oh, I'm going to go hang out with. I'm going to the cousins. I'm going to see everybody.
You're looking at people. When I go home, I go home to do yard work. I go home to play. I go home to play with these boys. I go home to sit around.
I got
to
have some just in case. And then I have to have 2 changes.
Just in case. Yeah. What?
And then I have to say, what if I don't like this? And then I say, if it's hot or cold, I need to be able to, because Miami could be funny sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it's pretty much going to be hot. But if the temperature drop a little bit, then yeah.
Yes.
But look, I want to know the next part of this question, which is, how many draws should you pack?
Oh, my God.
That's a good question.
How many? How many underwear do you pack?
Bottoms? No, you can't say bottoms. Undergarments.
Yes. Undergarments.
For guys, it only means one thing. For ladies, it can mean a couple.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's true.
How many undergarments
do you pack?
For your bottom, do you pack?
For your
for your bottom.
Now that one, I reach in to my undergarments.
No!
Grab a handful.
No, we need to go to commercial, bro.
And I throw them in there.
Ray, you can't answer no more.
Who cares?
He said he grabbed, he took a handful, like his Skittles. He just grabbed a bunch of Skittles.
Throw them in there.
What? Yeah.
What do you like? I'm going to my mom's house.
But what if you grab socks instead of drawers? Like, how many?
No, because it's a whole nother draw.
Okay, so you know you ain't pulling out socks by accident or undershirt by accident.
He be in there wearing a tank top on his bottom.
He been at a swaddle his bottom. Just swaddle.
Oh, boy. Oh, like, man. Why we ain't got a scarf on?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Your wife be like, what is going on here? What are you okay?
But if I had to have a rule, it'd be like, I would say +4.
+4.
+4.
So we're going for 5 days.
N is the number of days, and then plus four on top.
So 5 + 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I was going on a trip, like if I'm going on a cruise, if I'm going on somewhere, N+4.
All right.
All right. With the mechanical answer, I'm gonna have to go the same thing. I would probably double it. So 5, I'll go 10.
Oh.
And this may be weird, but I like when my undergarments, as we say, match my tank tops, like just for when I'm getting ready.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You have different color tank
tops?
Yeah.
And so weird. That jump feel raw. Like just when I'm getting ready, like I'd be like, babe, look, like, I'm my wife.
I ain't
wearing this tonight, but you know.
I'm matching the day.
Like, you know that's what ladies do, right?
Bro,
they got matching tops and bottoms. Come on, man.
Let that man have matching tops and bottoms.
They match.
No, it's like I bought them differently, but like I like I wear a lot of tank tops. So I got like a maroon tank top, navy blue, sky blue,
I did not know
black,
they came in white,
you gray. They got a lot of colors. Yeah,
they don't sell them at Walmart.
They actually do.
It depends on what Walmart you go to.
I get the same pack, white.
Nah. I got to get 2 packs of white because, you know, white be... Just get
white,
30
that deodorant stain.
I've never had different color tank tops. I didn't even know they made those.
Yeah, so if I ever buy my undergarments and they end up matching my tank top, I'd be like, bro, for real, I'm so serious. And I don't sag my pants, so you're not going to even see it. It's just my personal enjoyment.
Yep. I would say... For me, that I double 2 a day. I get 2 a
so
day.
So you're going 10.
Yep, just in case.
Two
I'm
a
going,
day? So, I mean, you literally wear 2 a day, or this is just in case
just,
you bring
it's,
2 a day?
Just in case. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, well,
like,
you know.
If I go to the beach, you know, if we're getting ready to go out somewhere else, but
yeah,
I had
you
a,
can't do
we've
the
been
same.
Walking around
yeah.
the mall all day,
oh, yeah.
And I'm about to go, and we about to go to the movies or do something else afterwards. I'm changing my whole outfit,
the whole thing.
Yeah. If I was in my city, in my town, you know, I wouldn't be changing outfits over and over and over again because I'm like right here in my town. But you going out of route, you got to be stunting. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure your hair right, your clothes right. And my mama always used to say. You make sure you got on some good pair of underwear so that just in case something happened to you, they can't say, well, your underwear was crazy.
Oh, yeah, you know. I've thought about that before. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I've thought about, bro, if you get in a fight, you better not have no raggedy tank top. Like, for real.
Raggedy like, you got to take your shirt off. Like, yeah, man, I'm going to beat you.
And then that junk got a hole like right there. You wear that tank top with a hole right above the belly button. Nah, because I got some of those. I had to throw them out.
I'm a girl. I do have whole tank tops, but that's for when I'm at the gym, though.
Okay,
because I can sweat and raggy them up,
bleach stains and stuff.
Now, what do you actually put in your suitcase? What do you actually pack?
The essentials. Okay, what are the essentials? One, I have like this travel bag.
Okay,
it's like a clear bag, and it has like my shaving kit, some little things of deodorant, little things of cologne. Little stuff in there, like what you call for my contact lens cases, contact lens solutions.
I didn't know you did either.
And so I have that little, those little. Now those little things, if I don't have, will throw off the whole trip.
Shirt can be bummy, but if you miss your shaving kit,
looking crusty, or my something gets in my contact, and now there's like I cannot see.
Okay,
so I have to have the backup contact lens with the solution and all that stuff. That will mess up my whole trip.
Okay,
so that bag is always packed, always ready.
Yeah,
I can just go get it, throw it in the bag, done.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is for me. That's an essential.
My number one thing gonna have to be jewelry, and the reason why I can't, I'm very specific with jewelry.
Like a specific jewelry item?
Yes. It no like so my rings, my watches, and like changing things like that, I found over time, I've collected them. I can't say, oh, I forgot my watch, go to the store and buy one and come back. They're not going to have it, because you have to actually love what you buy when it as it deals with jewelry. If I forget that, that is to me is essential. I can find deodorant. I can buy another shirt even. But that I will probably.
Do you keep all your jewelry in like a jewelry bag? Like
I got a travel bag. It's called a Ziploc. and they all individually wrap. My glasses wrapped in it. I do it all because that, and it's the one.
Are you serious? You individually wrap my all your jewelry?
Not. I put them in sections and then I individually wrap the glasses. I got a bunch of glasses too.
Wow. Yeah, so you like to be stunting with your glasses.
I just enjoy having the options. I don't even wear them all the time.
Like, hey, King D, what's that?
Yeah.
You put them down to your nose.
What you said, brother?
You know what? I have a gift idea for you.
Okay.
Yep. I got, because I don't use them. I don't care.
So you don't care?
I'll give it to someone who finds it of value.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very specific.
Mad, but I don't care.
Don't say that.
So if it was me packing, I'm gonna I need to have my shoes, my belt. I need to pack iron. Ooh, I need to make sure I have my hair mousse.
You pack your own iron?
Yes.
Just
people
in case.
Have irons.
No.
People have irons, but maybe they don't.
No, I know. So, some people house. I done flipped out because they have. Oh my goodness.
Yes, I'm packing my washcloth and my towel.
My wife does that.
You pack a oddly. Towel?
I don't do that.
Yes.
It takes some room.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel. My wife does
everything in one bag.
If I have to pack a towel, I mean, if I can do without a towel, then I would. But I like to have just in case stuff. I like to have my own just in case stuff. I don't like to go out shopping while I'm there, because either way it goes, I'm gonna have to carry it all back anyway.
But does it all go in one bag, or you carry bags?
It all goes in one bag. I have everything in my big suitcase. That's why I have a big suitcase.
Oh, you got a big suitcase.
Yes, I have one.
Even
big...
Even for 3-day trips or 5-day trips, 1-week trips.
What's the little Indian thing where you have to like one little piece and then you open it and you take out the little piece on the inside and
I know what you're talking about.
Little Russian thing.
The little game. Yeah. So that's how my suitcases are. So I have a huge one and then it shrinks for the amount of days that I'm going for.
Okay. You got a Pac-Man suitcase.
Yeah. Now, if I'm going to like doing missionary work in Haiti, then I'm taking one bag and I'm taking a smaller bag because I know all we're going to be in are shorts and tops. Yeah, it's going to be hot all day. Mm-hmm. You know, one pair of shoes, that kind of thing.
Okay. People, we hope you enjoyed today's discussion. It's going to be a lot of holiday traveling.
Yeah.
So we hope that you learned from what we talked about. You can travel like DJ Rain, pack light.
Pack
with
light.
One bag. Or you can travel like my man King D. If you're going out there stunting these streets, get all your jewelry in one bag and wrap them up individually and get matching tops and bottoms, bro. It's all right. And for the ladies out there, the single ladies out there,
yeah,
you know, hey, y'all got to look right.
The married ladies too. The married ladies too.
The married ladies ain't got to look all like, oh, they got kids. They married. Sit down. But people, that's it for this episode, man. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast.
And if you want any more, they're packed in one area in many different suitcases. The suitcase of iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, or Spreaker. Like, comment, and share our material.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love, hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, that's it for this episode. But stay tuned. Stick around. Another episode could be on the way. Or press play for the next podcast. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.